It's Pilgrim Chris here on the 17th April 2012. And this boo is inspired, really, by a audioboo comment on audioboo from London Backpacker in response to a boo I did called What's in a Name. That boo itself was inspired by an audioboo from Daylight Gambler, Twitter name Dilemma. And George has left an audioboo response where he talks about how he sees the avatar on Twitter being more important for him than the name. In that when we are going through our Twitter streams, the avatar picture is the first thing that sort of jumps out at us, and we identify the person with their avatar. This is very true. I agree with this fully. I use Twitter solely on my mobile phone, and as a stream goes, the picture's there in the left hand side, and I scroll down and flick through my stream, and I pick out people who I'm first of all very interested in initially on that particular day, if you like, and stop and have a look at what they have to say. And it's far easier to do this based on their avatar than on their name, because that stands out more within the app. And it also does the same on the desktop versions as well, as I'm sure you're aware. So this brings an interesting thought, that is the avatar picture more important than the name? And I think for something like Twitter, probably or possibly it is. I can scroll through, and for example, I follow people like, say, Paul Omani, Omani Blog, and his avatar picture is him, it's distinct, and I know straight away as soon as that flies past me who it is. Other people change their avatar picture quite frequently, and I'm less likely to stop because I'm not sure who it is. It doesn't register with me, as it could be a new follower, for example. It just doesn't register as readily. We tend to focus on those people that we're having more of a dialogue with. That's not to say that I miss and don't read a lot of my tweets or posts elsewhere, but just talking on Twitter for a moment. George mentions that he changes his avatar picture sometimes, and I think that is, I can understand why people do that. I was going to do that myself. I ran a little experiment asking folks, should I change my avatar picture to something far more different and dramatic than my current one? And overwhelmingly, it was no. And part of that was, as I think Ian from Walks from Caravan said, it's you're identified by your profile picture. It becomes comfortable, it becomes instantly recognisable, and possibly more so than your name. Your name, of course, is important, but visually we see the world through pictures, through visual, through imagery, and as such, that's possibly how our brains scan our Twitter streams. So the question there really is, what's in a picture? Is that more important? And should we really then have a picture, an avatar picture, that is sort of unique to us in some way? Should we change it frequently? We might get bored of it ourselves, but does that help our followers necessarily? Does that help our followers identify with us if we keep changing our avatar picture? What's in a picture? Well, thanks, George, London Backpacker, on Twitter and on Audioboo. And very interesting, very interesting. I shall think on that some more. Anyway, thanks for listening. And the links, of course, will always be to the various boos I've mentioned here on Audioboo FM. Thank you all. God bless.